We're on the road once again. I got the man here, the head honcho for the Cubs, Rossi. How we doing?
What's up, Mike? How we doing? Good to see you again.
I'm doing good. So the last time we had a one-on-one was the announcement that Rossi was the head coach of the Cubs.
Yeah, that was a little while back, right? That feels like forever ago. Even though we're still here, kind of grinding away, different team, many years later, and I got a little bit more experience, probably a couple more gray hairs, but we're back here in this beautiful ballpark over here on the south side, going to take on the White Sox today.
Well, see, that's why I went with the ball. The
It's going there. It's going there. I'm not going to take this off, but this comes off pretty frequently.
So you had to make that transition from a player to a manager.
Yes, sir.
So what has that transition been like for you?
It's been great. I've had a lot of good support around me. My front office, very helpful. I've got a great coaching staff. You know the group that I got to come up managing, like the Rizzos and Bryants and Baez and Schwarbers, those guys that I played with and won championship with, Lester. Those guys really helped me out a lot. It was nice to be able – everybody thought that was going to be tough. It was really easy to have conversations with those guys. They helped me out, gave me real good feedback. Jason Hayward, guys that I've known for a really long time. Ian Happ, still here today. Nico Horner, I remember when he got drafted, being in the draft room. So I've got some history with a lot of the guys that have come up in this organization, and I've learned a lot. I still have a lot to learn. I'm so jealous when I'm sitting on the side and I look across and like Terry Francona or Bruce Bochy sitting across the way, and how much knowledge they have and how much they've seen from how many conversations they've had with players and the experiences they've had. I rely on my playing experience, but managing is much different, and the transition's been great. I still have a lot to learn, and I've got great group guys around me. My coach staff's phenomenal. The organization's been really helpful, helping me grow, and our players are really, really, they're quality human beings that work really hard and give me really good feedback.
So I know they call you Papa Ross for a reason, because you're always the tutor and instructor, but you find it different being the manager, have to, you know, feel these players out a little bit more?
I think the difference I've found is when you're a teammate and you're around the guys every single day and you feel like every message is coming, or the guys I was around felt like every message was received with love. And when you're the manager, when you're impacting young guys, especially that are coming up and that you didn't play with, your voice carries so much weight as far as, like, you know, just simple instructions, and like they want to please the manager, they want to do right by the manager. And I think in how I view myself is just kind of like another player that's in charge now, and trying to communicate that right way was a little bit delicate early on with some young players, and the messaging and how you deliver messages to young players and what you want, and I think is kind of tricky at first. And so I've learned a lot within that, and I'm still learning how to make sure I deliver those right messages.
You know, I was there in Cleveland when you guys won the World Series.
That was fun.
I mean, how special was that moment?
That was great. That was great. That's why I'm back. I mean, I love this job, and I don't think I ever thought I was going to be a manager of a major league team, and I don't think that was something that was so passionate in me. The passion comes from I want to win a championship. I know how great that is. I want to get back to parades and trophies and pennants and making those special historic moments with a group of men and helping lead them there and use my experiences and my knowledge from that to impact them. So I pull on those experiences a lot. The Cleveland Game 7, just that entire series, the two World Series I've been a part of, and championships that I was lucky enough to be a part of, a special group. I try to take that knowledge and help impact that on the daily of what it takes to win. And we've got a lot of winners around here, guys with rings, Yan Gomes, Dansby Swanson, Cody Bellinger, Trey Mancini. We've got guys up and down our roster with rings, and I rely on their feedback, and they know, and I feel like we're getting really close to being that type of group that can really put another banner up and be in that championship conversation.
You know, I've always maintained the Cubs is America's team. I mean, you go all over the world, you guys got fans. The history of the Cubs, is it makes it just that more special to have won a World Series for the Cubs and to be managing the Cubs?
Yeah, I do feel very fortunate for that, of course. And I do, I would say I've played for some great fan base. I played for L.A., I played for Boston, some big market teams. And this is top of the heap for me. Like, the fan base here is so supportive. It's such a great place to come to work. Wrigley Field is a really special place to come to work. The city of Chicago is very, very, we're lucky to be here. It's a great city. And I take a lot of pride in representing this fan base and our owner and this C on my chest.
I asked you when you got the job if you were pinching yourself. Are you still pinching yourself today?
My son asked me that the other day. He's like, did it ever hit you as your manager of the Cubs? I said, yeah, it hits me a lot. You know, there's moments where, you know, you can get bogged. I think it's everybody's job or in life. Sometimes you get caught up in the things that are wrong or whatever. And when you take a step back, and gratitude's a real thing I try to be aware of, and I am grateful for this job. I'm grateful to be the manager of this team. I've got a great organization. I've got a great bosses, and I've got great players and coaches around me, and I'm very, very fortunate to be able to put this uniform on still.
I don't want to hold you too long because I know you got to get ready for tonight's ball. I'm going to ask you one last question.
You got it.
I used to ask the major leagues when they walked in the locker room for the first time and saw their uniform hanging up. I'm going to ask you, when you walked in that office and saw your desk for the first time as the manager, what was that feeling like?
That was a different one. It's different than the player, that's for sure. Yeah, it's special. It's, you know, I don't know that every day I don't walk in there and there's a moment of like, okay, this is the jefe's office. You're the jefe, like, you know, like you're the guy in charge, good and bad. And so there's no running from failures and there's no holding up your hand for the successes. And it's all about me. It's a group effort, and I try to be a leader that understands that I'm not the one that knows it all. I've got so much experience around me. All my coaches have more coaches and experience than I do, you know? So it's easy to lean on others and make sure that it's a collaborative effort and we're working as a group, because I don't want any of the, you know, in this job you get all the blame, which is fine, but I don't need any of the credit either. I just want to be a part of something special, try to win a championship and bring back that trophy for the city of Chicago.
Coach with the head honcho for the Chicago Cubs, Papa Rossi.
Good to see you, Coach.
All right, thanks
Take
a lot.
Care. Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Great
it.
To catch up with you.
Elite Baseball 4, 1.us. We invite individuals to participate in our Fall Baseball League, which takes place on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We are currently seeking committed baseball players to form 6 teams. Season information. Duration September through November. Location Northwest Indiana and Chicago Southland. Eligibility open to participants age 17 to 60. For further details, please visit our website at elitebaseball411.us, elitebaseball411.us. On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and visit our website